Articles by Fearlessly Courageous, written and read by Dennis Piller. Brian Todd's The Prayer of Jabez, Part 2 of 2. Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. Jabez cried out to the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from the evil one." And God granted his request. "Oh, that your hand will be upon me." What? Risk a bigger prayer? That means that we would have to be dependent totally on God. Totally dependent. I'm not sure I know what that means or if I can really do that. One thing I do know is that if we could do it ourselves, we wouldn't need a miracle. I find it interesting that Jabez asked for that miracle early on. He didn't wait until the last minute, and it was certainly not a last resort. Number 3, God's power. "That your hand would be upon me." That completely represents his power and his presence. "Keep a hand on my life, Lord." Pray with audacious faith to expect much. We need to pray much. The Lord's hand was on him. What else do you need? Who else do you need? My kids have never thought twice about saying, "Daddy, help me. Daddy, I need you." And we just do it. Daddy says, "My hands are on you." God, too, puts his hands on us when we ask and when we depend on his power and his presence. We don't become great. Rather, he becomes great in us and through us. Number 4, God's protection. "Oh, that you would keep me from evil." The bigger we get, the more we are blessed. The bigger the opportunity to fail or to fall. But God protects us when he calls us. And when we start winning, the enemy starts taking notice. But God promises to keep his hands on us. What greater protection is there? 5, God's promise. He granted him what he asked for. I feel too many of us don't ask. But we still ask, why doesn't God answer? I think the majority of the time it's because people don't ask. We pray selfish, small-minded prayers. He is waiting for you to ask in the Spirit according to his will. Why do we pray so small when he wants to put his hands on his kids? God wants to step in when his kids ask for a blessing. We have a Bible that's full of God's promises. The prayer of the righteous availeth much. Matthew 7:7-11 says, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. He gives gifts to his kids. How much more does he want to give those who ask?" James 4:2. "You want things, but you do not have them. So you are ready to kill and are jealous of other people, but you still cannot get what you want." Sadly, most prayers are born out of our pain. Jabez's was not. We seem to have this mentality to not ask for things. Perhaps it's because we don't believe, or we're too proud, or we keep trying to do it ourselves alone. I think it takes a paradigm shift to ask for more. It's something that's very foreign to us in our self-sufficiency. We have this tendency of seeing the glass as half empty, and we have this mentality of just not wanting to ask for help. But I say you have to be humble to ask for help. You have to be humble to ask God for more. You have to be humble to let go of what you think you can do and ask God for something bigger. Ask God to bless you. Indeed. Ask God to enlarge your territory. Ask God to put His hand and Spirit upon you. I pray that you make this a Jesus-filled day.